This is a modern viola made by Stefan Peter Greiner, who is really a mad genius of violin making these days. He's quite young. He lives in Bonn, Germany. And I'm really lucky to have this viola. He has a waiting list now of about 10 years for him to make you an instrument. And I used to play a very lovely old Italian viola, but like many musicians, it was owned by a sponsor, and then the sponsor decided to sell it. So I'm really so fortunate to have this beautiful viola by Greiner, and I really feel like he is the Stradivarius of our age and is making incredible instruments for years to come.
Do you have a favorite youth orchestra experience, or is there something particularly memorable?
I mean, certainly very many wonderful experiences I had. I got to play in the Olympics and the closing ceremonies with the youth orchestra. Probably the thing that sticks in my mind the most was I was 14 years old and I won the Youth Symphony's concerto competition. And it was my very first time playing as a soloist on a stage. And of course, I was very, very excited and got up there, had a nice new red dress, and had a massive memory slip somewhere in the middle of the piece. And I'm sure for anyone who's had that experience, you feel like time completely stands still. And I think in the end, I just kind of improvised for a couple of seconds, and Jerry was amazing and sort of held the orchestra, and then we just proceeded as though, you know, nothing had gone wrong. But I'll never forget that moment. That was the sort of really the first major performing experience I ever had, and somehow I survived.
Well, you know, that's very generous of you to share that, because I'm sure there are many young musicians who think if they have a memory lapse, that's it. They're not worthy. And here you just improvised your way through it, and with a good maestro, no one ever knew.
No, and I mean, honestly, any professional musician who says it never happens is a liar, because it just does. I think you can find the most famous musician in the world. They've had a memory slip. Our brains are not infallible, and as scary as it is for the musician, it's part of the thrill of being on the stage, and part of the thrill is the risk, I think.
Do people ask why you took up viola rather than violin?
All the time. That would be the number one question, I think, everywhere I go. And I wish I had a truly philosophical answer to this question. But actually, I was sitting in my third grade class at Westminster, and a group of older students came to introduce the instruments of the orchestra. Each one gave a little spiel and then played something. And the violist played something that truly rocked my world. And it was the theme to Looney Tunes. And I thought, this is it. Clearly, if you play the viola, this is way more fun. But I will say, I think, you know, the sound of the viola, which is a very special one, is something that is very close to me. And I think as I look back over this time, most of my life now that I've played the instrument, I think it really is a sound that reflects who I am as a person. It's, you know, maybe not the most virtuoso sound, but it's one that's incredibly flexible and malleable, and you can really be a character actor rather than, you know, some heroic leading star. But I can really make any kind of sound with my instrument, and it's also the instrument closest in range to the human voice. And that's something that really speaks to me and something I really enjoy.